it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
All right, welcome into another episode of TDSP. We're presented by Breck Brew, the official craft beer at DNVR. Pick up some Breck Brew this weekend. They got a beer for any occasion. Avalanche Amber, Mile High City, Broncos Country Pale Ale, the Funslinger. Good Company Hard Seltzers, too, if that's your thing. Check out their beer locator, breckbrew.com, to find a Breck Brew near you. I'm Harrison Wynn. I got my guy Mitch Carroll on with me today on TDSP.
Let's go.
What's up, man?
I am having a great time right now. I've been here for all the Nuggets wins, except for I was at the Rapids game for game one. I was here for the last Avs win. Be here for an Avs win tonight.
Yeah.
We got Buffs spring game tomorrow. I'll be at tailgate for.
Is the weather still looking terrible for that?
Awful. Football weather, baby. Let's go.
This is an omen from the gods that, like, Coach Prime should not be doing the spring game.
Watch your hubris here.
It's been bad weather, 2-for-2 on spring games. Like, this is a sign.
It's a sign.
Things are good right now.
Things are good.
In Denver sports.
Absolutely.
The bar was popping last night.
It was so crazy in here,
dude. Looks ready to go again tonight.
Yes. I'll be right back at it, baby.
Wasn't it standing room only, like, an hour before the Nuggets game started? Here?
Yeah, so it was interesting. It was like, you know, I get like, we opened at 4.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, you know, up front, got merch ready, like trying to guide people. Couple like OG.
Trying to guide people. Get a table quick. Yeah, get a sit table down now. Right now.
But then, you know, it was like 5:30. It was still pretty wide open. And I think by 6:15, 6:30, almost every single table was full. Yeah. For an 8 o'clock game. I mean, it was packed. Packed and crazy.
Yeah, it's probably only going to get more packed. Well, I don't know. The Lakers brings people out.
See,
this series feels like bigger than a first round series. You
right.
know?
That was exciting for us, like in events and with the bar, because it was, you know, last year Minnesota was like, oh, Ant, that's cool. Like, you know, the Connelly connection. Okay. Like,
I always tell people Minnesota, that first round series, it seemed like a step up from the regular season, but
not much.
Not like crazy.
Right. And so us being able to, like, I mean, last night was as busy as it was for the finals last year. Like, I mean, it was full. Bar was full. It was popping. It was great. It was great.
Yeah. Nuggets get the win. They're up 3-0 over the Lakers.
That's right, baby.
Who was your MVP last night?
MVP last night. MPJ.
Yeah. He was great.
Every time I looked up late, it was like MPJ bucket. MPJ bucket, MPJ rebound, MPJ hustling.
It was that third quarter.
It was awesome. Just shut the door. Like, he just shut the door. And that's what's crazy to me this year is, like, you know, we all talked about it in the offseason. Like, maybe we just let MPJ cook early in the year so he can have these kind of moments, right? And we know we're safe in the hands of Jokic and Jamal, but what happens if we let MPJ cook a little bit? And last night it was so clear that, like, he's a legit option there.
Yeah, it was the fourth quarter, actually. My mistake. 10 points in the fourth.
Yes.
5 of 7 from the field.
He just completely shut the door, man.
Yeah.
It was so great to see.
It was like, who's going to take control right now? And Michael Porter said, oh, it's my time.
Yeah, I got it. You know, foot on the line 3 here and there, whatever.
I mean, that's a patented Michael Porter Jr. shot these days.
I've been riding for MPJ all year. The year of MPJ, I was trying to call it. And it wasn't quite manifesting itself into a worthy title, but last night might have been a step towards that.
Yeah. I mean, I tried to make it the year of Jamal Murray. That didn't really happen.
Look, we try stuff, you know?
I mean, you got to throw some darts at the dartboard, see what hits.
I feel redemption in my Michael Porter takes after last night, though. Absolutely. He was so, you know, and, like, we kind of got into it, but he's gone through so much stuff.
Totally.
And, like,
it's very valid.
And he just shows up and drops a Porter quarter in the fourth to make the Lakers kind of rage quit.
Yeah.
You know,
you're joking, but they did quit.
Yeah. They quit.
Anthony Davis quit. LeBron James quit. D'Angelo Russell quit.
Quit.
before the start of the fourth quarter.
I saw, I think it was an MPJ rebound. Again, when I'm down there in the bar, I kind of only catch like who just scored sort of thing. But yeah. I believe it was an MPJ rebound. And I see LeBron behind him go for a huge swipe.
Yeah.
And he put so much into his huge swipe that he couldn't possibly sprint down and play defense. Easy bucket, ball game.
Yeah.
He just quit.
Porter was amazing. And I mean, you mentioned everything he's got going on. A brother in jail, another brother expelled from the league.
From basketball.
From basketball. Like, from the NBA. It's like so many distractions. And it just seems like it locked him in more.
Yeah.
And like that can happen, you know, if you got stuff going on outside of work and whatnot. Sometimes when you get to your job and like you get locked in that zone, that's other stuff shuts off. And I mean, you just got to give him credit.
It was awesome.
I probably had Aaron Gordon as my MVP.
I think that's fine, too. The way, I mean, look, him just being the free throw guy to close it out.
Yeah.
Unexpected.
Dude, it was so funny because, you know, Josiah Johnson on Twitter. We were talking about this on the show last night. He put on Twitter, like, oh, the Nuggets are just running a practice and just trying shit against the Lakers in this game. Oh, like, what if Nikola Jokic gets two fouls early? Let's see what happens then. Oh, what if, you know, what if we just let Jamal Murray try to cook in the post every play? Let's work on that for a little bit. We were joking last night. What if the Nuggets just gave it to Aaron Gordon at the end of the fourth quarter and was like, oh, let's just have Aaron Gordon work on pressure free throws.
Love it.
Let's just get him in that situation.
Close it out.
See what happens.
End the game. Call it a day.
Yeah. But he was a beast. Just in that dunker spot along the baseline, carving up the Lakers defense.
Whole front court with a double-double?
Yeah.
Come on.
And Jokic, or was it...
I believe he was one assist shy last night.
Jamal Murray was one assist shy, yeah. He had 9 assists. One assist shy for having 4 of their 5 starters with double-doubles.
And look, I see someone in the chat was asking, like, how did LeBron quit? Watch the effort. Just rewatch the fourth quarter. Watch when the Nuggets get a stop and a rebound and see who sprints down to play defense. It's not LeBron, and it's not Anthony Davis. Those are your superstars that have to do that if you want to win a game, and they weren't interested. AD was three-point line to three-point line by the end of that game. He was out of it. He was ready to be done. He wants to go to Mexico.
I put the play on Twitter this morning. Austin Reeves misses the floater. Anthony Davis, he's at the rim. I actually think he's pissed off that Reeves didn't throw him the lob on the play.
Okay. Okay.
And he starts walking back on defense. Meanwhile, Nikola Jokic sprints back on defense, beats him way up the floor, runs away from him. And then Michael Porter takes a 3 in transition. It misses, but Jokic is there to get the rebound over LeBron James, and he finishes and 1 while Anthony Davis is still at half court.
Yep.
That's like Anthony Davis quitting on the play. And LeBron, who didn't even really put up much of a fight with Jokic there to get the rebound.
Yep. Yep. They're not interested. Because, like, I've said this a lot. If you've talked to Nuggets with me in the bar or something during this year, LeBron is the best mental math guy of all time. You watch him. You see it on his face. You saw it at the end of the first Cavs run when they got beat by the Celtics.
Yeah.
You know, you saw it when J.R. Smith blew his chance to get one game up on the Warriors. He does the math, and he knows if he has a chance, and when he doesn't, the effort plummets because he knows it's not worth his time because he's going to lose.
Yeah.
And he decided that pretty early.
Do you think the Lakers would forfeit game 4 if they had the chance to?
Yes. Of course.
Mutual forfeit.
Yes, I do. Why would they not? They know. LeBron must be so sick of after every game, D'Angelo Russell being like, yeah, we got him next time. He must be like, shut up, dude. No, we don't.
Yeah.
We don't. That's why you heard him say, it's just basketball. When has it been just basketball to LeBron ever? Dude,
that's what when was has it so ever crazy been about last night. After game 1, the narrative from the Lakers was, we have more adjustments. After game 2, it was, the refs are out to get us. The replay center should be eliminated. Game 3, it's just basketball. Just basketball.
It's just basketball.
It's just basketball. It's not too deep. It's just basketball.
We're millionaires in Los Angeles. It's just basketball to us.
Yeah, I thought he might bust out, though. You got to go back to your job in the morning. I get to go back to mine.
Oh, man. I'm honestly almost more excited for Lakers exit interviews next week than I am for game one of round two.
There's no way he pulls a retirement 2.0, right? There's no way, right?
I would say the odds are probably like minus 250.
So you think he probably will?
No, he's not going to say. He's going to do the thing where I have a lot to think about, you know, that was a hard series. I'm getting older, you know, and you only have so much in you and, you know, I'm going to have to think about it.
Some introspective philosophical quote.
Yes. And AD will try and do the same thing, but it won't sound as cool because he's a giant dork who stinks.
The other funny part about the game last night is I saw some people on the timeline, like good basketball reporters, good media members out there being like, man, Jokic cooked Anthony Davis again. Like, he's got his number. I feel like Jokic barely tried last night. I feel like he barely looked at the rim. He only shot it 13 times.
Total.
He did get to the line 7 times. But compared to games 1 and 2, I never felt like Nikola Jokic had to turn it on at all last night. The first half, he was saying, okay, Jamal, like, cook. Let's have this be a Jamal game. Go in the post. That was kind of weird when the Nuggets were like force feeding Murray in the post, whatever.
I like it.
Go cook in the post. Go get going. Go find your rhythm. Didn't really work. And then I thought Jokic was saving everything for the second half, and he never had to turn it on. They just kind of coasted, and were up 10 points pretty much the whole second half.
That's amazing, man. The I like this from Ramis Gonzalez. He says, I predict that LeBron is going to pull a mystery injury.
Ooh.
Like, remember when he just came out at the end of that Warriors game with or Warriors series with a cast on his hand? Yeah. What's he going to have? Like a hole? Is he just going to roll out in a wheelchair?
Well, that would be really funny because, Mitch, if you remember a narrative coming into this series, is or was that LeBron is finally healthy.
Right. Right. So that's gone. Yeah. How hard were they going on fully healthy Lakers? This year's it's different.
That was it.
This year it's different.
I mean, I even bought into that a little bit. Like, oh, it's earlier in the playoffs. They're older. They're fresher. Which, and they have looked fresh in the first halves of games. They have played with good energy.
Shout out to D-Line for calling the sweep. I mean, obviously it's not over yet. They still have to win.
Yeah.
Maybe we get a vintage LeBron back against the wall, stave it off game. Maybe.
Maybe.
But probably shout out for him, man. 3-0. Let's go.
Yeah. D-Line was the only one who predicted the sweep. We all picked 5 games. I wanted to pick a sweep. I just didn't have the guts to. I'll admit it.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. Live I'm happy learn. That you're willing to say that here. Safe space.
Yeah. You live and you learn.
Yes.
Go back to the drawing board. Be better next series. Yeah. Nuggets go up 3-0. And this thing looks just about over.
I mean, it's Timberwolves, right? That's not. They broke the Suns in that last game, right?
I think. But I'm not ready to close the door on that series.
Gobert obviously famously blew a 3-1 lead and gave up a game 7 game winner to Jokic. So, like, there's something there. Towns famously soft in the playoffs.
For sure.
Ant not there yet, maybe. But, like, are you going to see Kevin, like, I just don't see Kevin Durant doing enough on his own to make up for no Grayson Allen and all those guys. So, I mean, just time to watch some Timberwolves tape, I guess.
Yeah. Let's hit a break real quick. Then we'll talk more about that. And talk about the Broncos' latest draft pick, Bo Nix.
Oh, yeah.
Bet365 is never ordinary. Guys, sign up with code DNVR365. We're actually launching a really cool new giveaway here at DNVR. With Bet365, each week, if you participate, you're eligible to win bigger and bigger prizes. If you've participated each week, you're eligible to win a grand prize, huge prize. I think some of the prizes are you can be on one of the podcasts here at DNVR with us. You can attend a Broncos or Avs practice with a Todd Davis or Eric Lacroix. So really cool prizes.
That's so dope.
All you got to do is sign up with the code DNVR, deposit a minimum of $10, screenshot that, send it to promo@thednvr.com to enter. More info at thednvr.com/bet365. Must be 21 plus, physically located in Colorado. Please gamble responsibly. If you or somebody you know has a gambling problem and wants help, Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. Also, Breckenridge Brewery, the official craft beer DNVR. We've got it here, local at the bar. If you come down, corner Colfax and York, we always got Breck Brew on tap. Enjoy some of our favorites, the Avalanche Amber, the Mile High City, Broncos Country Pale Ale, the Funslinger, Juice Drop IPA, also Good Company Hard Seltzers, if that's your thing as well. Check out their beer locator at breckbrew.com as well to find a brew near you. Are you rooting for the... So you want to play the Timberwolves a little bit, or would you rather play the Suns?
We beat both of them last year. We're way better than both of them. Both those teams are too flawed to beat the Nuggets.
You're not scared at all by the Timberwolves?
No.
No?
Why? Fair? Why would we be?
Because they're a great defensive team. Best defensive team in the league all year.
Yeah, but...
They've played Denver really well.
I just, man...
Bruce Brown said it was their toughest first-round match, or sure. Toughest playoff matchup last year.
Sure, but they were also a missed Jokic free throw from sweeping them, too.
And they were without Jaden McDaniels. You
know, sure. LeBron, or not LeBron. I still have hating the Lakers on the brain. Jokic is just... Whatever you throw at him, he'll just make the right... Like, it's there's just no worry for me. He just knows what's the right thing to do next.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's just... It doesn't matter if you have this great defensive team. Because what do you... Here's what happens. And we mentioned this when we were previewing this Lakers series with Spencer on TDSP. Is they're going to go in with this like, game plan of, all right, it'll be Gobert or it'll be help off the weak side or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it's not going to work.
Right.
Because Jokic solves it. And then you're like, oh, shit, that didn't work. Okay, let's go to our second plan. And then all of a sudden you're going to see McDaniels or Conley on Jokic.
Kyle Anderson ran out of...
Because what they had didn't work, and they're going to panic, and that always is how it goes, you know. And
sure,
I mean, God, I mean, I'd rather it be the Suns because we would sweep to the conference finals. But like, you lose Grayson Allen, they look like they hate each other.
Yeah.
So I guess give me the Suns, but it'd be a better test, I guess, to see the Wolves.
What happens a lot of times when you play the Nuggets in the playoffs is that by the end of the series, the other team hates each other.
Yes. They just get so pissed.
That happened with the Suns team last year.
Yes. It's amazing.
They traded DeAndre Ayton after that. And it happened to the Lakers team last year. For some reason, they brought back a lot of the same core.
A lot of the same core.
And their pretty much the same team.
Their additions were guys that the Nuggets have cooked as well.
Do you remember? It was only about a week ago, Mitch, when Gabe Vincent was the X Factor this
series.
Hey,
we got Gabe Vincent. He'll shut down Murray.
It was only about a week ago. But, I mean, it really feels like the Nuggets are going to dismantle this Lakers team, like literally and figuratively, in terms of the Lakers are going to have to break up this team this summer. They got to. There's no way you can keep running with this core and, like, D'Angelo Russell and Rui Hachimura. It's just so ridiculous.
You don't have enough in the tank, right? Like, anything to improve the team around LeBron meaningfully is probably going to cost you Davis. So you're just rearranging the deck chairs at that point, right? Because you don't have enough capital to keep Davis and get, you know, if it's Kyrie or whoever. Because then you're supporting guys like that means Reeves is probably gone. If you know, it's like all these guys that you actually need are going to be gone, and then you're going to be the Suns.
Yep.
With just a bunch of minimum guys that you talk yourself into in the offseason and then are miserable by March.
Yeah.
Because you're rooting for Yuta Watanabe to, like, fix your bench problems.
Cannabis,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. We can run that back. So, yeah, I think the Lakers will be dismantled.
Can I ask you a question?
As much as they can be, yeah.
Me and Mariz were talking about this yesterday. Does Booth draft Bronny James now?
No.
Why not?
Why would you? why would you, though? Why would you draft Bronny James?
You just let LeBron James come get a title and run the bench.
I don't want LeBron James. You want LeBron in Denver?
Well, why not?
It'd be why? Fun. Because it's...
You'd win, like, four more titles. It'd be amazing.
You might do that anyway.
That's a good point. Yeah, I think it'd be funny. It was a conversation.
That sounds terrible.
It was a conversation here. I had to ask you on air.
That sounds awful.
I had to ask.
I have to deal with Bronny James and LeBron here? That sounds terrible.
Yeah, you're right. Well, see, I am... Ugh. While I am part of the sports media in this town, I'm focused on the Rapids. I wouldn't have to deal with
the Laker, the LeBron show. I wouldn't want to
put Nikola Jokic. You know how annoyed Nikola Jokic would be with that?
I don't know. I don't think he would care. I'd be like, whatever, brother.
Oh, he'd care.
Here's some Rakia.
He would hate that.
Come watch film. We'll get in the pool and watch my horses on my phone.
No, LeBron's going to be like, actually, Nikola, our pre-playoff get-together is at my house this year.
Oh, okay. You're right. You're
and
right.
That's going to ruin everything.
You're right. It's always I'm at out. Jokic's I'm out. House. You talked me out of it. I just think it was a funny conversation to have.
I mean, it is funny, but I would hate it.
The Booth feels like a little bit of a wild card enough to take the shot.
He does, you know, march to the beat of his own drum. He does do what, you know, he thinks and nobody else.
What you could has do is draft him anyways, and then wherever LeBron wants to go, like Dallas or something, you just get some assets out of it.
Yeah. So I've actually thought about the Bronny James thing and like who drafts him and where does LeBron go. The Lakers are just going to draft Bronny James, or he's going to wind up on the Lakers somehow. Yeah. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
They're going to draft him in the second round.
Sure.
Because if you are another team and draft Bronny James with the hopes that LeBron would come, you're going to draft him and then LeBron's going to be like, I'm not going to the Wizards. Why would I go to the Wizards?
Right, right.
And then you're just stuck wasting a draft pick on Bronny James, who's barely an NBA prospect.
Right.
So teams are going to be scared to do that / not want to do that. And the Lakers are just going to take him.
Yeah. Look, and that was not serious. We were joking about it here at the bar, talking playoffs. I had to get Harrison's and intense reaction, visceral reaction. Yeah, there's visceral. No way. LeBron will not be here. There's no chance. Zero chance.
And then I bet don't you what want happens, it, don't need it. Because I've talked to people about this. I bet what happens is Bronny James plays most of that season in the G League. He gets called up for like 10 to 15 games, and those 10 to 15 games are like the biggest thing ever. Sure. I bet you that's what happens.
Probably.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's not doing much. He's not, you know, he's not very good. Honestly, I think someone was it RK? Someone was telling me that's like he might just transfer in college, get out of USC, go to another bigger program.
Right. Well, he did technically enter the transfer portal. Right.
Right. Right. He's not coming to Denver. Sorry if that derailed this. Yeah. I just had to get your reaction to that. So bad.
I'm interested in talking about it. What were we talking about? Oh yeah. So the Nuggets, like, they end every team that they beat in the playoffs.
Correct.
They're going to end this version of the Lakers, I think. Although I do think LeBron's going to stay in L.A., and I don't think winning's the number one thing on his mind. So maybe it will just be him, Anthony Davis, and then a different cast of characters around them. Who knows? But if they somehow played Phoenix in the next round and beat them, they would also dismantle the Suns. But the thing about the Suns is they might have less outs and less ways to pivot than the Lakers. They
have way less outs.
They're stuck with that team.
Way less outs.
Yeah.
That's like, I mean, I guess Durant's really your only tradable guy. You can't get rid of the face of the franchise in Booker. Beal has a no trade.
Yeah.
Right? So then Durant goes to another team.
Durant's the guy you trade.
Yep. So he's on another team. He's doing it again.
Yep.
And then you get the whole Durant narrative where for 2 weeks, everyone's like, he can't do it. You know, like, he can't do it by himself. He has to go to this team. And it's like, that sounds as exhausting as the Bronny LeBron conversation, really, honestly.
Yeah, yeah, for real. But I think they beat the Suns fairly easily. Timberwolves, I still think Timberwolves is a bit of a tough matchup for the Nuggets. I think it's their toughest matchup by far in the West.
Yeah.
I think they'd win. Because in the end, I don't believe Minnesota has the offense to keep up with Denver, even though the Nuggets offense hasn't looked that great. It's been a storyline in this series. I just don't think Minnesota can score enough. But I think it'd be a competitive series.
Me too.
I think it'd go six games. Yeah.
They're at home? Five.
Five? Maybe.
Yeah.
They do have home court.
Because, like, it's funny because, like, technically this, I mean, it's not competitive, this Lakers game.
Right.
But they're down at halftime every game.
Yeah.
So you can't call it not competitive.
Did you see when, I think the Lakers, what the Lakers get out to, it was like 8-0 start.
Right.
Or like 10-2. Yeah. Right? Michael Malone calls that first time out. If you go back and look at the game, he's smiling. as he's walking out and calling that timeout, almost like, all right, I know what we're doing now. Like,
right.
Really, guys, we're doing this again. It was so funny.
I think it was J. Kyle Mann was on with Simmons, and he was like, they had 13 transition opportunities in that first half. They were just running.
Yeah.
They scored on or, like, got fouled on all of them or something, or close. And they just ran themselves into the ground.
Right.
And huge engine that could is Jokic, just like, we're a machine. We're just going to cruise. You guys tire yourselves out right where we want you.
Yep. So we'll see. This Nuggets series should wrap up tomorrow. And it should be another sweep. That will be 12 straight.
12 straight.
An even dozen.
That's so disrespectful.
That sounds and looks good. An even dozen. 12 in a row.
So disrespectful.
Did you see what I tweeted last night?
No, hit me.
Last night I tweeted that, because if you remember, another narrative coming into the series was the Lakers aren't your typical seven seed. Obviously, the meaning of that, they're better than your typical seven seed. I tweeted that it turns out the Lakers are not your typical seven seed. Typically, the seven seed is better.
Is better than what the Lakers have shown? Yes. And if Zion didn't get hurt, they wouldn't have even been the seven seed.
Well, they probably should have tanked that playing game.
It's crazy. We just were waking up and it's like we're feeling Lakers level excellence as Nuggets fans.
Yeah.
And it's just like I have to kind of like pinch myself. Like last night, there was such a Smuggets attitude in the air.
Oh, yeah.
Because everyone knows we're better. And we're all just getting together to party to watch the destruction of one of the greatest of all time. Like a Rushmore player. And we're just ending it for him. We're just literally ruining the twilight of his career by humiliating him on national television.
I mean, I remember when Nikola Jokic got swept.
Mm-hmm.
And people actually had the audacity to be like, oh, like all-time historic players, they just don't get swept in the playoffs. Like totally leaving out the context of, oh, he doesn't have Jamal Murray.
Right.
Look at this team around him. LeBron is about to get swept twice by the same team.
That's insane.
While playing with another top 10 player and top 75 player.
It's really crazy to look at that Suns team that swept them and the Suns team, they have a chance to play next round. Dropping the bag.
Yeah.
Like bag fumble all time.
Yeah.
Crazy. Crazy.
Yeah.
Long way since that sweep.
Absolutely. Let's hit another break. We'll talk about Bo Nix on the other side. It's a great time to become a DNVR diehard. $7 a month, and there's so many awesome perks. First off, you get a free t-shirt or hat when you become a DNVR diehard from the locker. You get a free one every year as well. We got a lot of new designs that have dropped recently too. A lot of awesome Nuggets designs as well.
Jamal made the shot. Mike.
Yeah, new Michael Porter shirt. I've seen the designs for another new shirt that's coming as well. It's going to be awesome. So you get that. You get access to all the premium content on thednvr.com as well. You get discounts to all the events we do. You get money off your tab at the bar. Discount every time. Tons of awesome perks. Check it out, thednvr.com, $7 a month. It's an absolute steal. Also, check out Illegal Pete's. This episode brought to you by Illegal Pete's. Now open in the Springs. Carl Springs. You have a new friend in the burrito business. So if you're down there, there's an Illegal Pete's near you. Live music, endless margaritas. Of course, all your favorite burrito fixings too, located in the heart of downtown Colorado Springs. Really cool. So check it out. Your spot for burritos, buddies, and beer, Illegal Pete's. There's one right down the street from the bar as well on Colfax. Great bars at every location. Great food. Great vibes. Great place to hang out with some buddies. So check out Illegal Pete's today. All right, back here on TDSP. The other big news from yesterday, the Broncos draft Bo Nix. 12th overall. Sean Payton gets his guy. It really seems like that was the only guy Sean Payton really wanted in the draft, Bo Nix.
There was a noticeable pop in here with the draft.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
It happened right during the pregame show for the Nuggets.
It was surprising how the energy jumped with that pick. You know, I'm not crazy about getting QB 5 or 6 or wherever you had him ranked in the draft. You know, I'm not crazy about it, but
Broncos, I saw from Benjamin Albright, they had him 3. Of course, you don't know how real that is because...
Well, they also said they were a pick behind picking Pat Mahomes yesterday. They just dropped that out of nowhere.
So Sean
can
Payton,
you believe anything yeah. they say?
Sean Payton was trading up for Pat Mahomes, too. But, like, the classic thing that every team does... I mean, they might have had him 3, right. absolutely. But the classic thing a lot of NBA teams do, if you're drafting in, like, the top 10 and you get your guy at 7, you leak to a reporter, oh, we actually had him at 3 on our board.
Yeah.
And we got him at 7.
Here we go.
So who knows?
My thing with Bo Nix win is pretty simple. If he's good, he's worth more than the 12th pick, right? Like, if he is a starting NFL quarterback, he's worth more than that 12th pick you spent on him.
Yeah.
Right? And if he stinks, we've been here for 8 years, 9 years.
Well, how long has depressing. It been?
10 years? Like, we'll just try again next time, next quarterback.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it comes down to for me. But if he's worth, like... Oh, no, we reached. It's like, well, if he's good, he's worth several first rounders.
Right.
So, like, whatever.
But what are the chances that he's actually good, though? Because he was...
The stats like him from college.
Yeah.
Right, but he's older. You worry about, like, kind of Oregon's gimmicky offense.
He had this sky-high completion percentage, but all he was throwing was little dinks and dunks, which is all the Broncos do anyway.
I think Zach, our guy Zach Stevens, said that removing the screens, he was still over 70% completion last year.
Oh, really?
Right? So, like, and he led in yards per target.
Yeah.
In the country. And then I saw something, you know, you're going to find the stats for your guy. So, like, grain of salt, but... Sean Payton was saying, like, he's, you know, he was basically top 3 in, like, red zone, 2-minute drill before halftime, 2-minute drill before the end of the quarter, all these little clutch things. Like, so, like, are those cherry picked? Yes.
Sure.
Do they encourage me? I'm all in.
Yeah.
It's bow time, baby.
You're all in.
Have to be.
Do you think he's the starter day one?
I don't know. I don't want to watch Zach Wilson throw a football for the Broncos.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
I really hope so.
It's weird, man, because when they signed Zach Wilson, I was like, all right, I think it was actually a really good move, like super low risk, potentially medium to high reward. You know, you're risking nothing, but you could have a former, you know, blue chip top rated quarterback and get him at a really cheap price. And I was like, all right, maybe they'll ride with that this year, then go into the draft next year, try to get somebody. But then you're thinking about, oh, the QB class next year is really terrible, potentially, outside of Shedeur Sanders. And maybe that's what Sean Payton was thinking as well. And also, I mean, if you squint, Bo Nix kind of reminds you of Drew Brees.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you Sean Payton was thinking that as well.
Yeah.
It's like, this is my Drew Brees.
Oh, man, I was thinking about the Bronny LeBron circus. A Shedeur Broncos circus would be way too much.
Yeah.
I'm kind of glad that's written off now.
Yeah, but the NFL doesn't really let you do that like the NBA would, I feel like.
Fair. Fair. But I feel like it would be Tebow on steroids. Like, it'd be that level of, oh, my God.
Maybe.
Watch this.
Maybe.
No, I'm excited for Bo Nix. You're right. Like, look, statistically, looks great. Wins. Won a lot of games. You know, like, put up just points on points on points all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And the Broncos score 16 points every game, it seems like.
Right.
Which is a weird number to score every game, but somehow they managed to pull it off. And, you know, if he can throw the ball around and we can win some shootouts, sign me up. Sign me up.
Is Bo Nix really the same age as Zach Wilson?
Yes. Well, because he played 5 or 6 years in college because he was at
Auburn. Yeah.
Transferred. Yeah, he's as old as Zach Wilson. I think Zach Wilson only played 3 years.
Do you know where Bo Nix is from in Arkansas? In Arkansas? I actually looked this up.
No.
He's from a city called Arkadelphia.
Really? Arkadelphia.
I'm not even kidding.
That's fake. That's like a...
No, it's not. I'm on the Wikipedia right now. That's Bo Nix, born February 25th, 2007, age 24, Arkadelphia, Arkansas.
Man. I feel like that's where quarterbacks come from, or fake towns in the South that sound fake.
It has a population. Right? I'm going to see what the population is.
Look, Zach Wilson's going to be busy hitting up the Elways and Cherry Creek for the Cherry Creek Cougar Association or whatever it is.
Is that a real association?
There was a newsletter at one point.
Arkadelphia was once known as the City of Rainbows, perhaps because the humid climate often resulted in rain.
The more you know. The more you know.
Arkadelphia. I'm looking for a population here.
It's got to be
10,380.
And you just drafted the greatest quarterback in history from there. How about that?
10,379. Not that he was living there.
Good for him. Look, it's football, man. Football's so ridiculous to me. It's like you have guys who played at tiny little schools who weren't that productive.
Yeah.
Who get into the right combination of coaches, teammates, market, roster building, and they're great in the NFL. And there's no, to me, there's like the least amount of science and the most amount of art in terms of drafting and roster building. It's just such a crapshoot, right? You have sure thing Heisman quarterbacks be terrible. You have undrafted guys make every roster. So like, why can't Bo Nix be the best quarterback of that group? I don't think he's going to be the best quarterback of that group, but like, if you told me that was the final outcome, it's not crazy because that's how football works. It's just that there's so many factors into success in terms of, you know, there's 50 something other guys, there's 20 coaches, there's, you know, who's on the roster with you, who's in the quarterback room with you, who's the vet that can help you. It's like, sure, like maybe he is going to be awesome. He was awesome in college, so maybe he'll be awesome now. Let's go. I'm riding. It's not let's ride. He said Broncos country, let's go.
He said that?
He said Broncos country, let's go.
That's bad. He's got to rethink that.
We need branding here. Also, his number's gone.
Oh, yeah. I was actually going to bring this up. So I saw Zach tweet out the only number between, I think, 0 and 20 available is 16. Jake Plummer's number.
You can't do that to Jake. You can't do that to the snake, dude.
It's just not a great number either.
Look, he was number 10 in college.
Yeah. Who's 10 now?
Give him Zach Wilson.
Oh, right. Zach Wilson took 10.
Give him 55.
If you're the Broncos and you know you're taking Bo Nix, you've got to prevent Zach Wilson from getting the number 10.
Wasn't there an asterisk in like the graphic that said jersey numbers aren't final?
Was there?
I think it was the last part of it said that. It could have been a different team said that, but I saw that this week on Twitter was like a jersey number thing and it said jersey numbers are subject to change.
Like if you're the Broncos equipment guy and Zach Wilson's like, all right, I made up my mind. I want number 10. You got to give him the runaround.
Yes.
You got to be like, can't make that. I'm on PTO this week.
Let me get back to you.
Yeah, like we're having a change in the assembly line here. Can't make that final for at least a week.
Let's circle back.
Yeah. Can we circle back on Monday?
Per my last email, we'll be out of town.
Let's sync up and realign on Monday.
Just hit him with the LinkedIn jargon until he has no idea what's going on.
Just avoid him. In the halls of Dove Valley, just avoid him until Monday. Zach Wilson's like, man, I've been trying to track down like a staffer. Nobody's been talking to me. Everything's straight to voicemail. Oh,
hold on, Zach. I'll be hang on.
Because they knew they were getting Bo Nix.
That's so funny.
Also, I might be crazy here.
Okay. I love that.
Does Bo Nix look like Sean Payton to you?
Okay. I got to do some searching. That's hilarious.
I might be reaching a little bit, but does he kind of look like Sean Payton?
He looks like a face mashup of Sean Payton and Drew Brees, kind of, really.
I'm trying to find pictures of when Sean Payton was younger to really look at this.
I see it.
I mean, they just might also be both white quarterbacks.
That's true.
With short hair. kind of the same hair. But I think there might be something there. Like, look at that one. Go back, Alyssa. Look at that one right in the middle.
Yeah.
With the green background.
Yep, yep.
That's Sean Payton.
Yeah. You nailed it.
That's Sean Payton.
It's like, so like how people tend to end up looking like their pets, right? Coaches tend to look like their quarterbacks. Is that where we're going here? I'm in.
I don't know.
Just what something, a theory.
Something to think about.
We're cooking today, man. We're something cooking with to gas today, baby. No, look, I'm, you know, we're so locked in on these playoffs. I mean, not just Nuggets with the Avs, too. I have not, you know, I didn't do a ton of, like, I love pouring myself into drafts because
yeah.
you learn You're names, big draft guy. You know, it's like, it's just fun. But this yeah. year with Rapids and with everything, it was the least amount I've done. So I'm just going off of what I watched last year, right? And it was like, Penix looked awesome. Makes sense to me. He went in the top 10. I watched him play football. His games were crazy.
The Falcons.
He threw a ton of touchdowns. Yeah, that's its own thing.
Was that not crazy? It was crazy. I mean, I didn't really pay attention much to the NFL draft, but I looked up, you know, just some notes on it after right. the Nuggets game. The Falcons taking Penix after they signed Kirk Cousins
for $100 million guaranteed.
Is that not like arguably the worst draft pick of all time?
I mean, not if he's a good quarterback, he's not.
But then you just wasted $200 million on Kirk Cousins.
That's a good point. But like to me, it's like, okay, I watched Bo Nix carve the Buffs, which like everyone carved the Buffs, I guess, you know, so like whatever.
Yeah.
But he carved the whole Pac-12 minus Washington, and they still scored a ton of points against Washington.
Yeah.
So like, you know, and then you back it up with all those accuracy numbers, yards, touchdowns, low turnovers. Like to me, it just works. I don't know. Like, sure. Peyton, when Peyton has his guy, the offense cooks.
Oh, Sean Payton could come out of this looking like a genius.
Yes.
If Bo Nix is just decent. He doesn't have to be amazing.
No.
And I don't expect just him to be decent. If he's even slightly above average, like 60th percentile, Sean Payton probably comes off looking pretty good.
Good for him. Hey, shout out to the guys from Serbia checking in over here. There's
shout
a few
out.
In the chat. It's awesome to see.
Yeah.
We were hanging with Miroslav last night.
That guy.
He's the new mayor around here, dude. He was shook everybody's hands, was he's taking
a,
selfies.
He's a celebrity, man.
He was just pulling me into pictures with people that I don't know, but he knows, but he wanted me in the picture with him. And like,
the guy's awesome.
It was so fun.
Dude, he's having the trip here that we had in Serbia.
Just people lining up to take him
it's
to places.
It's just reversed.
That is funny.
Yeah.
What an unlikely.
People are taking him out to restaurants, trying food. He's like doing the dev likes thing.
Miroslav loves TDSP, I bet.
He was on here earlier this week.
It was great.
He said the best meal he's had was Mexican food. Because they don't have a lot of Mexican food in Serbia.
No. Really?
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
They just don't have them. It's just not a type of food group out there.
I'm shocked the diaspora of the world hasn't landed a good Mexican chef in Belgrade.
They just can't get fajitas out there.
That's tough.
They just don't have the same sizzle, you know?
You know, some Russian guys, like, paid illegal Pete's to, like, learn what they do to open up their own version in Russia.
Oh, really?
I would love to see illegal Pete's in Belgrade.
Wow.
Or Sombor.
Burritos, buddies, and rock you.
Yeah.
That's their tagline.
We just did it for them.
Yeah.
Get us on payroll, Pete.
You got any other thoughts on Bo Nix? That's about all I got today.
No, I don't. And look, this is like it's the NFL draft, man. We don't have football until end of July, right?
Yeah.
Camp, early August. So like, I'm in. I'm going to guess 10 wins on Twitter like I do every year because I'm an idiot and talk myself into the Broncos every year. But now it's just nothing. They talked about, you know, it was like there was nothing to talk about for 2 months. There's another 2 months ahead to not talk about anything. And I'm just excited that they tried. Right?
Yeah. Like, they were bold.
Correct.
They were bold. They went bold. And Broncos could be a little exciting next season.
Maybe they are. Look. We haven't had good Broncos football in this bar yet.
True.
Right? So if that's your quarterback, that means you're going to play good football. That means we get to watch good football. And that's going to be fun because we see how packed this place gets and the passion for Nugs and Avs. We need to match that for Broncos.
Yeah.
It's crazy that we haven't been able to.
I know, man. It is crazy.
So that's what I'm most excited for. It's
Absolutely.
Obviously selfish as the events guy, you know, one of the events team here.
Yeah.
But I just want to see it. Like, I just want to watch good Broncos football. It's been so boring.
It has been, man.
And that's the worst thing you can be in sports is boring.
Right. That is true. I'm with you there.
If you're bad and interesting, at least you're interesting.
For sure.
But they were so bad, and they just scored 16 points every game.
Yeah. Zach Wilson, boring.
Boring.
Bad and boring.
Off the field, kind of exciting.
On the field, bad and boring.
Bad and boring.
Bo Nix, exciting.
Exciting. The future. Possibilities are endless. This is where I talk myself into 11-6 and a wild card. Right.
Like, well, I'll tell you right now, that's a mistake.
Well, of course, but I've done it every summer since Super Bowl 50, and I'm not going to stop now.
I love it. I love it. Guys, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for hanging out with us on TDSP today. Throw us a quick like if you're watching. Heading into the weekend, we'll be back next week, though, with another guest. Should be an exciting weekend in Denver sports. Nuggets try to close out the Lakers. Avs play tonight, game 3.
Let's go.
Trying to take a 2-1 series lead. We'll see what else happens in the Broncos draft as well.
It's going to be cracking in here.
Yeah, can't wait. Thanks for watching, guys. Talk to you next week.
We all silly like the mayor.